Hello Gemini, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today we are going to look at the energies for this weekend of July 8th through the 10th. I'm going to pull a couple cards here, we're going to clarify, and then we'll get some additional messages at the end regarding some signs that you might be dealing with, okay? So, Gemini, I hope this weekend is finding you all well. And let's get started. Spirit, what are the energies for the starseed of Gemini, please, for this weekend of July 8th through the 10th? Page of Pentacles. Okay, we have a new opportunity, a new business venture. Perhaps a new job. What else for Gemini, please? For Gemini, please, Spirit. Oops. Okay, well, that was a little messy. Ace of Pentacles. Oh, so again, someone might be approaching you with a new business idea. Perhaps a job offer. You could be headhunted this weekend. What else for Gemini, please? These cards have been a little stubborn this morning. Spirit. One more for Gemini. Thank you. Okay. Oh, we have the Queen of Swords reversed. Okay, so the Queen of Swords is kind of a little bit of a nasty, controlling energy. She might not be concerned with the whole truth of the matter. Maybe this offer coming toward you, you should examine it pretty closely to make sure that it is all that it's being said. Let's clarify this a little bit. Spirit, for the starseed of Gemini, please. I mean, there's a new beginning and an offer, but either you are meeting this offer as the Queen of Swords, or this offer is not quite what it's being presented as. So let's clarify. Spirit, why is the Page of Pentacles here? Eight of Swords. So you might be in your head about this offer. Okay, intuitively, I think you know we have an Ace of Wands reversed. Why is this Queen of Swords reversed? Two of Wands reversed. Yeah, it feels like there's some kind of decision that will have to be made this weekend. Maybe you're being pressured to make a choice here. And the pressure you're receiving could be what's causing you to second guess this offer. You know, if it's as good as they say it is, they wouldn't have to really push the offer, put pressure on you, dress it up in any way. Okay, it should be just what it is. Let's get some more clarification here for Gemini, please. Why is the Eight of Swords here, Spirit? lies Gemini in their head about this offer? Gemini. Why is Gemini in their head about this offer? Hangman reversed. Because I think you are, again, the offer might look good on paper, but I feel like you know there's something else up with this. Why does it say the wands reversed? This should be like a new beginning for you. Five of Pentacles, wow. Okay. So this new offer might mean that you have to leave something else out in the cold. Or you could be fearing that once you accept this offer, that you could be left in the cold in some way, shape, or form. You know, like maybe if there's a contract or something, you'd be afraid to sign on that dotted line. Because once you do, you are bound to that decision or contract, right? Why is this Queen of Swords reversed in the Two of Wands? What's going on with this offer here? Maybe you feel like you have to accept the lesser of two evils. Why is Gemini? What's going on with this offer, Spirit? It's kind of shady. Yeah, it is. The Moon. There's something hidden about it. There could be, you know, the devil's in the details or something. This could be about reading the fine print. Could also be about just using your intuition. I would be careful this weekend. If you can put this decision off for any amount of time to get clarity on what's really being offered here, I would do that if I were you, Gemini. I don't know, now I'm getting nosy. I really want to know why this secret. What is this Moon card here? Spirit, I'm going to pick one more for the Moon. Why is the Moon card here? What do these secrets have to do with, Spirit? What's the gist of it? Card up. A victory, okay? But sometimes this card means a hollow victory. So, this could be an offer, you know, that looks good, like I said, on paper, and it looks like it could bring you, some kind of victory, but in the end, I don't know that it's going to bring you the complete emotional and financial stability that you're really looking for here. Could also mean just that you're victorious over the situation where you are able to discern that this is some bullshit and you'll be able to make the right decision for yourself, okay? And then that will make you victorious because you won't have fallen for anything that might not really be in your best interest at the end of the day, okay? All right, so we are going to check in with the angel messages here. And we're going to go down the list of signs of that you might be dealing with, energies that you could be dealing with. And we'll go Aries through Pisces. and see what's going on here. Look at these cards. They're so hard to deal with. I really should make them smaller. Okay. All right. So, Gemini, if you're dealing with a Aries, fly your freak flag. If you're dealing with a Taurus, checkmate. If you are dealing with another Gemini, thirsty. You gotta watch that thirst. That could be what's, creating a negative background on this offer. If you're dealing with a Cancer, karma. Okay, if you are dealing with a Leo, obsession. All right, it could be a Leo obsessed with you, or obsessed with you accepting this offer. Cancer, diplomacy. Oh, I'm sorry, I did Cancer. This is actually Virgo. Virgo, diplomacy. Libra, chaos magic. Okay, if you're dealing with a Libra, Scorpio, let it burn. Sagittarius, ringleader. Capricorn. Your emotions are your superpower. Aquarius, vampires. And if you're dealing with a Pisces, Judas. All right, Gemini. So, keep that in mind as you go about your weekend. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoyed this reading. Of course, I invite you back again. And as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.